The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 31, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on September 30th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 20, 31, Narada instructs the Pachetas, text number 20.
Taigi šiandien skaitom Šrimad Bhagavatam ketvirtojo giesmę, 31 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Narada pamoko Pačetas, 20 tekstą.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Apahata sagalaishanat malatmani.
Apahata sagalaishanat
malatmani. Avatiram edita bhavano pahuta. Nija jana vashagatvam atmanoyam. Nasarati chidravad akshara satanghi. Apahata sakalaishla natmanatmani. Avatiram edita bhavano pahuta.
Avatiram edita bhavano pahuta.
Nija jana vashagatvam atmanoyam. Nasarati chidravad akshara satanghi. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are freed from all mental contamination. Thus they can always think of the Lord constantly and address Him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing Himself to be controlled by His devotees, does not leave them for a second. Just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. Purport. It is clear from the previous verse that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, is very quickly satisfied by the activities of His devotees. The pure devotee is always absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated, Srinivatam Svakata Krishna. By always thinking of Krishna, the pure devotee's heart is freed from all kinds of desires. In the material world, the heart of the living entity is filled with material desires. When the living entity is cleansed, he does not think of anything material. As the mind is completely cleansed, one attains the perfectional stage of mystic yoga. For then the yogi always sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. Jayana vashtita tadgatena manasa pashanti yang yoginaha. As soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes of nature. As long as one is under the control of the material modes, he desires so many things and makes so many plans for material sense enjoyment. But as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires vanish. When the mind is completely freed from material desire, the devotee can think of the Lord constantly. In this way, he becomes completely dependent upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Ainanda tanujo kin karang patitang mang vishame bhavam budho. Kripayata vapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrishang vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and give me as a, and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Shikshastaka 5. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur phrase, Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vishabhanu Sutta Juta Karuna Karaha Ebhar Narottama Dasakai Nate Liha Rangapai Toma Vine Ke Ache Amar. My dear Lord, you are now present with the daughter of King Vishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Both of you, please be merciful unto me. Don't kick me away, because I have no shelter other than you. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes dependent on his devotee. The Lord is invincible, yet he is conquered by his pure devotee. He enjoys being dependent on his devotee, thus as Krishna enjoyed being dependent on the mercy of Mother Yashoda. Thinking himself dependent on the devotee gives the Supreme Lord great enjoyment. Sometimes a king may engage a joker, and in the process of joking, the king is sometimes insulted. The king, however, enjoys these activities. Everyone worships the Supreme Lord with great reverence, therefore the Lord sometimes wants to enjoy the chastisement of his devotees. In this way, the relationship eternally existing between the Lord and his devotee is fixed, just like the sky overhead. Shri Guru Shri Jata Vanakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajima Sadaita Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So Krishna likes to place himself under the mercy of his devotees.
Taigi Krishna mėgsta pastatyti, tapti priklausomas nuo savo atsidavusių malonės.
Even though he is the supreme, invincible, all-powerful personality of God.
Nors jis yra pati aukščiausia, nenugalima asmenybė, aukščiausias viešpats.
He likes to become subject to his devotees.
Jis mėgsta, kai tapti užimčiavesnę padėtį už savo atsidavusius.
Prabhupada mentions here the king and the joker. And Prabhupada has sometimes explained about there was one joker in Bengal, his name was Gopal Bhan. This Gopal Bhan, he was employed by the king to entertain the king. And even though he is subject to the king, he can make fun of the king and his jokes, and the king has to be subjugated to his jokes.
Bet jisai turėjo privilegiją juokauti ir karalius turėjo paklusti, paklausyti jo juokų.
Just like one time the king said to Gopal Ban.
Vieną kartą karalius pasakė Gopal Ban.
Gopal Ban, what's the difference between you and a fool?
Pasakė Gopal Ban, koks skirtumas tarp tavęs ir kvailio?
Gopal Ban said, oh, about 3 feet.
Ir Gopal Ban pasakė maždaug 3 žingsniai.
You understand the joke? The king was 3 feet away from Gopal Ban. So he said, oh, about 3 feet, that's the difference between me and a fool. In other words, the king is a fool. Now, an ordinary citizen, he cannot come and say the king is a fool. He'll be chastised severely. But now this Gopal Ban, he is saying the king is a fool. And the king is laughing in great joy. I've been insulted, I've been called a fool. So in this way, you see, Krishna, sometimes if you're a very special devotee, he will make himself subject to you, you see. Just like Arjuna, you see, he became the chauffeur for Arjuna. And from Mother Jasoda, he became the chastised son. And Krishna became a dancing dog in the hands of the gopis.
Ir Krishna tapo kaip šokantis šuniukas gopi rankose.
He became their little toy.
Jų žaisliukas tapo.
So in this way, you see, if one becomes completely dedicated to Krishna.
Ir tokiu būdu, jeigu žmogus pilnai pasišvenčia Krishna.
Completely, absolutely sold out to Krishna.
Pilnai, visiškai atsiduoda Krishna.
Then Krishna, he will agree to become subordinate to you.
Tada Krishna sutiks tapti žemesniu už jus.
One may ask, well, why would God want to do that? I mean, isn't it fun being the supreme controller? In this material world, everybody's trying to get power and be a big controller. Because they're enlivened by power. Look at Hitler. Look at that Stalin. They want power. They get enlivened by power, you see. So what's wrong with power, one man? Krishna has all that power, isn't he enjoying it? Why does he want to become subordinate to his devotee? Someone may say it doesn't make any sense. But Prabhupada gives another example in this connection to help us understand. One time during the reign of Queen Victoria, of Britain, Great Britain, there was a prime minister, his name was Gladstone. So, Prime Minister Gladstone, he's a very big man. At that time, the British Empire went all over the world. It was a huge empire.
Britanija visa užėmė praktiškai didžiąją pasaulio dalį, buvo didžiulė imperija ir tas Gladstone'as buvo labai svarbi asmenybė.
Now there's not much left to the British Empire.
Dabar jau nedaug liko.
But in those days it was huge.
Bet tom dienom buvo didelė imperija.
Practically they ruled the whole world.
Praktiškai visą pasaulį valdė.
So this Prime Minister of Britain is a very, very big position.
Šitas ministras labai didelę padėtį užėmė.
And one gentleman, he came to meet with the Prime Minister Gladstone.
Ir vienas džentelmenas atvyko susitikimą su juo.
He had an appointment.
Ir jisai kreipėsi.
So he's waiting in the waiting room when the Prime Minister will call him in to the office.
Laukia, kada susitikimas įvyks.
It was 10 minutes late.
Ir 10 minučių laukia.
15 minutes late.
15 minučių vėlavo.
20 minutes late.
20 minučių vėlavo.
30 minutes late.
Pusvalandį.
45 minutes late.
45 minutes.
And this gentleman's wondering, what is the Prime Minister doing in
there?
So he looked through the keyhole, you see. See, what is the Prime Minister doing in there?
kad pamatytų, ką daro ministras.
You know what he was doing?
Žinot, ką jis darė?
He was crawling around on his hands and legs.
Jisai šliaužė ant savo kojų ir rankų.
And his grandson was sitting on his back.
O anukas jam sėdėjo ant nugaros.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Paskubėk, paskubėk.
He was playing the horse for his little grandson.
Jisai užėmė arklio padėtį savo, prieš savo vaiką.
His grandson was having great fun being the cowboy, you see, on riding the horse.
Ir anukas labai džiaugiasi, kad galėjo taip jodinėti.
So what did Prime Minister Gladstone find more enjoyable?
Ir kas labiau patiko Gladstone?
Being the most powerful controller on the planet Earth?
Ar būti pačiu galingiausiu planetos valdovu?
Or being controlled by his little grandson?
Ar būti kontroliuojamu savo mažo anūko?
He found being controlled by his grandson more relishable than being the big, big Prime Minister of the British Empire.
Jis pamatė, kad jam daug daugiau malonumo suteikia būti arkliu savo anūkui negu dideliu valdovu.
So we can understand something about God in this connection.
Ir taip galim suprasti šią temą šiek tiek apie Dievą.
And the same thing actually applies to these big movie stars.
Tas pats dalykas tinka ir dabar dideliam žvaigždėm.
Wherever they go, people worship them. Oh, look, here is so-and-so. Everyone, they want autographs, the crowds come. Wherever they go, people crowd around and want their autographs, you see. But they get tired of being worshipped as the supreme movie star. So they put a hat on, they put some sunglasses on. And they go to the restaurant. They hope nobody will recognize them. So they can enjoy a meal in peace. So, when you're big like Krishna, you see, to become very small, actually, it's a great pleasure. See, the little people like us, we're thinking, yeah, someday I'd like to be big, you see. But Krishna, he's experienced everything. He knows everything. He knows it's not that great to be big. He knows it's even greater than being big is to be small, you see. So he places himself under his devotees. He subjects himself to his devotees. In fact, he himself even becomes a devotee. He joins the Hare Krishna movement. He becomes a bhakta in the Hare Krishna movement. You know that bhakta avatar? Lord Chaitanya, you see. Krishna becomes a member of the movement. His guru is very heavy with him. He said, you were a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta. Better you just chant Hare Krishna. And he surrendered to his guru. See, I am a fool. He didn't think, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead playing the role of devotee. Who does he think he is to tell me I'm a fool? No, he took great pleasure in being called a fool by his spiritual master. For him to be chastised by Guru Maharaj, it was pure nectar. He loved him. And he said, yes, I will just chant Hare Krishna. My whole life I will just chant Hare Krishna. And that's what he did. He just went everywhere and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And he made a huge movement. All of India. Huge Krishna Ganga's movement he inspired. And now, by the mercy of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, that movement has come to Lithuania. Actually, not only the mercy of Prabhupada, but the mercy of the followers of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada did not personally come in his vapu to Lithuania. But he did personally come in the form of his vani to expand this wonderful movement of Lord Chaitanya here for the people of Lithuania. So now, if we will put ourselves under the direction of Nitai Gaurachandra, if we will become fully dependent on the mercy of Nitai Gaurachandra, then he will place himself as subordinate to us. If we completely subordinate ourselves to him by fully absorbing our consciousness and wanting to save these people of Lithuania,
jeigu mes pilnai priklausysime nuo viešpatės, ta prasme, kad stengsimės visą laiką išgelbėti Lietuvos žmonės,
then Lord Chaitanya will serve us by inspiring them all to join this movement.
Įkvėpdamas juos visus prisijungti prie šito judėjimo.
So in this way, we should fully surrender ourselves to the mission of Nitai Gaurachandra. To deliver these poor, suffering Lithuanians. And then Krishna within their heart will reciprocate with us by bringing them all to join this movement. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Kaip suderinti tokius dalykus, pilnai atsiduoti ir išlikti savimi?
How to combine these two things, to fully surrender and to stay oneself?
Yes. Actually, fully surrendering is the very means of saving yourself.
Staying oneself.
Staying?
Staying oneself.
To not lose oneself.
Not leaving? Remain being yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting you asked that question. I just preached like that to one disciple the other day in the email. It's the same point that you're bringing. Everyone has to learn how to be themselves in Krishna consciousness. If you try to be somebody that you're not, your surrender will not last. You have to learn how to be yourself in Krishna consciousness. It's called self-realization. In other words, I'm just making a show of being a devotee. Then how can I continue with that show? You have to actually find that place within yourself where you are actually a devotee. In other words, if right now you're finding a conflict, well, I'm trying to be a devotee, but it just doesn't feel like me. It means you haven't gone deep enough yet. You see, right now I'm pretending like I'm a devotee because I, for some reason, out of some sentiment, but yet it just doesn't feel like me. It doesn't feel natural. So that's a dangerous position to be in, because you can give up Krishna consciousness at any minute. So instead of being like a dancing dog devotee, imitation dancing dog devotee, you have to go deeper within yourself.
reikia giliau įsigilinti save.
To find that real the real nature of your true identity.
Kad surasti ir suprasti savo tikrąją savo tikros tapatybės prigimtį.
Jivara sarupa hai Krishna ra nityadav. You're actually a devotee by nature. Actually, the only way to be yourself is to surrender. If you don't surrender, you're not yourself, actually. But unless we find that level where we actually feel that, yes, I am a devotee, we have to go deeper and deeper and deeper within ourselves until we find that to that point, you see. I've been around this movement for 38 years and I've seen so many people come and go, you know. Most of the people have gone. Only a small percentage have stayed. Why is that? Because they never really found their I am a devotee nature. So how does one go deeper into oneself? You have to be introspective. Introspective means looking within yourself. Not that you just go around. In other words, you have to become sattvic. If I'm just simply passionately running here and running there, I never take the time to even thoughtfully analyze things philosophically, then I can lose my Krishna consciousness. That's why this Bhagavatam class is so important. It enables you to look very deeply within yourself and examine who are you actually. Are you that body? That will say no. What about the mind? You identify with your mind? You identify that I am my intelligence? You see, we have to go on a very, very subtle platform. Beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence. We have to go on a very, very subtle platform. Someone has to learn how to be meditative. How to detach yourself from all the material energy which is dancing around you. And go deep into your actual nature, which is qualitatively one with God. So it's not a matter of staying yourself. It's a matter of actually being yourself. Once you learn how to actually be yourself, you don't want to worry about staying yourself. Because you will naturally be yourself. If I'm thinking of staying myself, it means I'm acting as if I'm a devotee right now. It means I don't really feel that I'm a devotee. And I'm making a show of being a devotee. So I have to keep up the show. But no, being a devotee doesn't mean like that. Being a devotee means you have to actually be, you have to know who you are and be who you are. Not that, well, somebody else told me and I just blindly accepted what they said. You need to have your own personal realization that you're the eternal servant of
Krishna.
So how do you get that realization? By quality hearing and chanting and praying. Beg Krishna to help you realize that, yes, I'm the eternal servant of
Krishna.
And he will answer your prayer. You're very happy. He's sitting in your heart, he's very happy to answer your prayer. Does that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą?
Any other question?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what you said right now, that we cannot be artificial. So how does it, that seems like contradiction.
Ir Prabhupada sakė, kad iš pradžių, kai pradedam praktikuoti, mes galbūt ir nesijaučiam stebę, bet praktikuodami tas jausmas ateis. Ir mokytas pasakė, kad kartu mes turim ir nebūti dirbtinė, tai kaip tai suderinti.
It is a fact that that just by engaging in devotional service, one will naturally, in due course, realize that I'm a devotee. You'll actually realize yourself. But that process can be accelerated by cultivating knowledge of the self, atmagyan. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sri Upanishad, and by praying to Krishna, please help me realize that I'm your eternal servant. If you have this introspective view while you're actively engaged in service, that will speed up the whole process. So you had, Nick, you had a question? Yeah.
Today, I was. I wanted, but I did not chant this text. I was shy, so to say. So, should I try to do that, or should I?
Yes.
Taip, reikia.
Don't be shy when it comes to chanting mantras.
Nesidrovėkit, kai laikas ateina kartuot mantras.
We want our Matajis to also be Brahmanas.
Norim, kad ir mūsų Matajis taptų Brahmanas.
Stengtis, ta prasme, tobulėti.
Stengtis padaryti daugiau negu gali.
Aha, tai, ar tai nėra dirbtina, ne? So the question is that is trying to make something more that you can is not an artificial thing. For example, it's difficult for me to chant the mantra, and if I try to chant it, is it not artificial?
No, it's not artificial.
Ne, tai nėra dirbtina.
When you're a little baby, walking on two legs was artificial.
Kai esat mažas vaikas ir jam kūdikis ir vaikščiot jam ant dviejų kojų, tai dirbtina.
So why did you start walking on two legs? It was not when you're a baby, it was artificial to walk on two legs.
Bet jeigu tai yra dirbtina, tai kodėl jūs pradėjot vaikščioti?
For a baby, crawling on all four, hands and legs, that is natural.
Kūdikiui natūralu yra ant keturių, kaip pasakyt, rankų ir kojų šliaužyti.
So why did you switch from crawling on arms and legs to walking on two legs? Why did you do that?
Ir kodėl tada jūs perėjote nuo to šliaužimo į vaikščiojimą?
Do you know why you did that?
Ar žinot dėl ko tai padarė?
Because your parents wanted you to and they induced you to do that. On their order you did it.
Nes jūsų tėvai norėjo, kad jūs pradėtumėt vaikščioti.
They trained you how to walk on two legs.
Ir jūs išmokė, kaip vaikščioti ant dviejų.
And now I see you're walking on two legs very nicely.
Ir dabar galiu matyti, kad vaikščiot ant dviejų kojų labai greitai.
And it's very natural for you also.
Ir jums dabar tai natūralu.
I do not see you crawling in and out of the temple. I see you walking on two legs. So what was previously unnatural, now it has become natural for you. So in the same way, if you practice this chanting of mantra, even though now it seems unnatural for you, in due course it will be natural. So are there any other questions?
Yeah. It was interesting to hear that you referred to Krishna as a dancing dog in his relationship with the gopis. Can you say
yes.
more about that?
Buvo įdomu išgirsti, kaip jūs sulyginat Krishną su šokančiu šuneliu kopių rankose. Gal galime plačiau apie tai papasakoti?
It's very simple. He became the plaything in the hands of the gopis.
Labai paprasta. Jis tapo tiesiog kaip žaisliukas kopių rankose.
They would tie him up, you know, so many things.
Yeah, jis surišdavo.
Make him a prisoner.
Padarydavo kalinį.
There's so many pests.
Tiek daug
žaidimų. Yeah.
And he derived pleasure from acting like that.
Oh yes, it was the greatest pleasure for him. He wrapped around right around his little finger, you see. Any other questions? Yeah.
As far as I have understood, that if one wants to remain in Krishna consciousness all his life, then he must find his position, his place, right place. But sometimes the devotee, due to circumstances, he must perform that service which is not very fitting him. It becomes very difficult for him, but he must do it because that is the order or something. So the question is, should we desire to find our place, our service which is natural and fitting us, or we should take as the mercy that difficult service and perform it?
And the amazing thing is that if you just fully surrender, you may be absolutely astounded to find out that service that you thought was completely unnatural and incompatible with your nature turns out to be your favorite servant. So the thing is, you really need to be open-minded. And let Krishna work his magic on your consciousness. My dear Krishna, I am simply your property. Do with me whatever you like. If you do that, I guarantee you, you will find every service to be relishable. You'll be able to do deity worship, preaching, book distribution, cleaning the toilet, going out and earning money. You'll be able to do anything for Krishna. You just become fully surrendered to the order of your spiritual master. And then everything will be the sweetest nectar. And when you're in that mood of complete surrender, I can assure you this, that Krishna will give you the perfect service for you. But as long as you're thinking, well, I have to do this and I can't do that, you're not going to get the satisfaction.
Because you are placing conditions on your service. Is devotional service conditional? Or is it unconditional? You see, of course, there is such a thing as conditional devotional service. But guess what happens when you do conditional devotional service? You don't realize Krishna. You don't get Krishna. So what's the use of conditional devotional service? That I will do this, but I won't do that. It's useless. Engage in unconditional devotional service. And then Krishna will become your personal property. And then he'll give you the most perfect, relishable service. He'll enliven you so much, you can't imagine how you could ever be so enlivened.
We try to find our position, what we like, is that we are putting ourselves as a center rather than Krishna.
That's the point. That's exactly the point. Don't make yourself the center.
Ir dar man jį pakomentavo, kad reiškia, ar tai, kad mes bandom pagal savo prigimtį kažką tai pasirinkti tarnystę, ar nėra taip, kad mes save į centrą pastatom.
We studied this in yesterday's purport.
The
devotee should be satisfied in all conditions. It doesn't matter the pure devotee, he has to go to hell to preach. He'll take any service. Even if he has to go to hell, he'll do it with bliss. Look at Bali Maharaj. Can you imagine the reward he got for surrendering his whole kingdom to Vamanadeva? Now you have fully surrendered unto me. And here is your reward. I send you to hell. That was his reward. Did he think, what is this? I fully surrendered and you're sending me to hell. What sort of God are you? No, he didn't have that energy. He was in bliss. I've gotten the Lord's lotus foot on my head. And Krishna was so pleased with his surrendered attitude that he came to hell with him, became his doorkeeper. Now let me ask you this, if you're in hell with Krishna, are you in hell or you're not in hell? No, you're not in hell. If Krishna comes there with you, you're in Vaikuntha. Even if you're in Patala Loka, if Krishna is there with you, you're in Vaikuntha. So devotee is, he just completely surrenders himself to Krishna. Whatever you want of me, I'm prepared to give. You just tell me, Krishna, what you want. But what if Krishna is not there? Like Arjuna had Krishna standing there. What if you don't have Krishna standing there? What will you do? Well, you have the spiritual master. He is present. So you ask the spiritual master. Now I am a soul fully surrendered to you. You please engage me. Whatever you want me to do, I am your fully sold out servant. In that mood of complete surrender to one spiritual master, the spiritual master will take up residence in your heart. And you will realize Krishna within your heart also. Simply by becoming completely sold out to your spiritual master. So, are there any more questions? Hare Kata Prabhu?
Vakar irgi kalbėjom, kad yra aštuoni lygiai. Ir mokytojas sako, kad reikia pilnai atsiduoti dalykui. Yra teisinga, bet vis tik, jeigu mes žinom savo padėtį ir aš tam, kad pilnai atsiduoti, aš turiu būti pakilęs jau iškart perti karmą jogą. Tai būti jogą, sakykime, kad pilnai atsiduoti. Karma joga, tai reiškia, kad sakamų karma joga aš dirbu dar dėl savo rezultatų ir truputį dėl grįžtos. Iš karma joga aš jau neprisirišęs prie rezultatų, galiu atlikti atitinkamą tarnybą, bet jau ne taip svarbu man rezultatai. Tai būti joga, aš galiu jau save daugiau pašvesti bet kokį tarnybą. Jeigu kaip yra, sakykime, aštuoni lygiai, sakykime, perėti ten šradą, kitus lygius, ir tam, kad perti tokį iš kart atsidavimą, tai labai sunku iš kart visą drusangus peršaukti į mišką. Stabilę. Ir dažnai, kad mes taip išgirstam susidūrį su tokia praktika, kad taip, kad atsidavusi būdami, sakykime, kažkur tai drusangus lygyje, ir kaip pasako pilna atsiduot, jie bando pilna atsiduot. Ir tai gaunasi dirbtina, kaip tada elgti.
As you have said that we have to fully surrender, I agree with that fully, but there is one thing of practicality, like Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like you have said that there are different levels of bhakti, and there are also different levels in the sense that there are karma yoga, then Nishkama, Sakama, Nishkama, then Buddhi Yoga, and only then one can surrender fully to Krishna. And we hear from devotees that one has to become fully surrendered. But if a devotee who is on a level for neophyte level, like Sadhu Sangha, for example, and if he hears that one. Some devotee who is on the level of Sadhu Sangha.
Oh, Sadhu Sangha, okay.
Yeah. All right. If he hears that he have to surrender and to come to the level of Nishta, for example, well, fully surrender, and he tries to do that, but then he sees that he is unable to do that. He is, how to say, he fails to do that. And what to do then for such a devotee?
We start off at the point of 0% surrender.
Mes pradedam nuo nulio atsidavimo.
So, it's not that we think, well, if I cannot surrender immediately, that I will give up this process of trying to surrender.
Ir mes negalvojam taip, kad jeigu man iškart nepavyks atsiduoti, tai kad aš visą tą procesą atsidavimo ir atmesiu.
Srila Prabhupada gives an a very graphic example in this connection.
Prabhupada duoda labai grafinį pavyzdį šia tema.
A woman wants a child.
Moteris nori vaiko.
So, she gets married.
Todėl apsiveda.
And then the next morning after getting married, she wakes up, she says, where's my baby? I'm a married woman. I don't have a baby. She chastises her husband, what sort of husband are you? We've been married for 12 hours, I don't have a baby. So, the Prabhupada explains that she must be patient. She should know that now I'm a married woman. So in due course of baby, I will have, in due course of time, I will have child. It is certain I will have child. But I have to be patient. So in the same way, we cannot expect immediately to have pure bhakti. In the old days of ISKCON, we used to think like that. Well, maybe in 6 months I'll see Krishna face to face. But the fact is, it is a gradual process. We should be satisfied to see how we are making advancement. 1% bhakti. Then we become happy. Oh, I've got. Now I'm at 2%. Oh, this is great. Now I made it to 3%. Wow, this is even better. And 4%. Wow, this is really nectarian. 4%
bhakti.
And 5%. Wow. So in this way, you see. Bhakti Pareshanu Bhavaravarakti Ranyatra Chai Shatraka Eka Kalaha Prapadyamanashya Tasnadashu Pushti Tushti Purushurapayo Nagasam. Or is it Tushti Pushti? Tushti Pushti, yeah. So, this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That, for one who is engaged, sincerely engaged in this bhakti yoga process, they are sure to experience an awakening of these things. Bhakti, devotion, feelings of devotion for Krishna, bhakti. They will become more and more conscious of Krishna within every experience, you see. It's like now I see the sun, the beautiful sunlight coming in, you see. Immediately I'm reminded, you see. Shashi Sharya Yo, Krishna says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So in this way, one becomes more and more conscious of Krishna as present within everything. And in this way, as one's Krishna consciousness increases more and more, then he will lose his attraction for the objects of material sense enjoyment. Instead of seeing a beautiful woman and think, whoa, I'd really like to have sex with her, he thinks, oh, she should come to the temple and become a devotee. So Krishna can enjoy her beauty. So in this way, one naturally becomes more and more Krishna conscious by practicing it every day of chanting 16 rounds and following the four regular principles. If one is actually advancing, no one has to tell you, Prabhu, you are advancing. You will actually experience it. Bhagavatam says it's just as one becomes, one experiences eradication of hunger, satisfaction of the tongue, and nourishment, increasingly with each bite, while engaged in the process of eating. So, it's not that when you eat, that you take one bite and now you're full. You have to eat for a while, especially if you're very hungry. You take some time to get full. Not that I take one pinch of rice and immediately I'm full. I need to take a big mound of rice and some dal, a nice stack of chapatis, some pakora and chutney, you see, some salad, two or three types of sabjis, some samosas, and bring the rasagulas, and the gulab jamun, the burfi, the sandesh. And if you don't mind, bring some cheesecake at the end. You see, then you can start to get filled up, you see. But it takes a while. You gotta be, it doesn't happen with the first bite. But the thing is, if you're actually in the process, practicing it according to Prabhupada's instructions, you will feel how you're making progress, even though you're not seeing Krishna face to face, eye to eye yet. You are feeling more and more happy, more and more enlivened, more and more in contact with Krishna as the days and the years go by. If I look back over my 38 years in this process, if actually you were to see Sankarshan Das Brahmachari from 1971 sitting here in this room right now,
jeigu jūs pamatytumėt Sankarshan Das Adhikari Brahmachari 71
pirmais metais čia sėdinti.
You would be shocked.
Jūs gautumėt šoką.
That couldn't be the same person as you.
Tai negali būti ta pati asmenybė.
He's a weird eccentric nut.
Tai keistas ekscentriškas pamišėlis.
You see? So the fact is this process does work.
Ir faktas yra toks, kad šitas procesas veikia.
We have to stay in this process. And if we're practicing it properly, we will feel the improvements gradually happening day by day, week by week, month by month. We will see how I'm becoming less attracted to Maya and more attracted to
Krishna.
It's not that I have to become a pure devotee instantly. But if I could see how my material desires are going down and my spiritual desires are going up, then I become satisfied. Just one more example. Bill Gates. He's the wealthiest man in the world. That's a pretty satisfying thing to be a multi-billionaire. You know, from a material viewpoint. Now, did he have to become a billionaire to become happy? Did he have to become a billionaire to become enlivened with his wealth? No, he was enlivened from the very beginning as a young college dropout. He was just a young kid. He's a computer nerd. Right, he got the contract to write the operating system for the IBM PC. He wasn't a billionaire then. But I can guarantee you he was super enlivened when he got that contract. Even though he wasn't a big billionaire, you see. Because he knew he could see where this would take him. Actually, later on, he commented about this. He said, if you find yourself at the right place, at the right time, take massive action. So, we're not there yet. We're not pure devotees yet. But I can guarantee you this. We're at the right time, we're at the right place, at the right time, and if we take massive action, we're going to see the most amazing transformation of our consciousness. We'll become bigger than billionaires. We'll become bigger than trillionaires or quadrillionaires or quintillionaires. We'll become even bigger than zillionaires. Because we will, that day will come and we will possess Krishna. Krishna become our personal property. So we're on our way right now. We're on the road to pure bhakti. We're on that golden road of unlimited devotion. And if we stick to that path, without deviation, every day we're going to get closer and closer and closer to pure bhakti. And that is unlimitedly enlivening. So did that answer your question? All right. One more? Okay.
Gal galėtų pakomentuoti mokslas, Nes kiek aš matau, atrodo ir kalbama apie tai, bet kai tik užgirsta apie pilną atsidavimą, tai atsidavusi skubą labai. Po to pridaro daug labai klaidų.
During my 20 years of practice, I have seen the same mistake is constantly repeating. That is that devotees, they hear about pure devotion, but they lack the knowledge about this gradual transformation of the consciousness. And then they try to apply that pure devotion and they fail, and they just leave completely or all the process, or they just become like Christians coming at Sunday or something. So my question is...
To come to Sunday program to put a plus.
Yeah, they come to Sunday program just to put a plus that they wouldn't go to hell or something. So the question that shouldn't, how you comment on this, and shouldn't we get that knowledge about gradual...
Yes, but this, what Harikatha Prabhu is saying is extremely important. We have to train people that this is a gradual process. Prabhupada made it very clear it's a gradual process. The Goswamis have made it very clear it's a gradual process. And there is a common saying, Rome was not built in a day. One has to steadily, if one wants to build Rome, you have to do it one brick at a time. So one has to learn how to be enlivened by being in the process of Krishna consciousness, even before he has achieved the perfection of Krishna
consciousness.
We have to train our devotees how to have the vision so that they are enlivened just by being in the process. The goal, if they keep their consciousness fixed on the goal, that will enliven them. If we just say, here, your duty is to wash the pots. We don't give them a vision of pure devotional service. They may think, well, I have to wash the pots so they'll feed me. So they have to have the vision of, by washing these pots, I'm purifying my heart. And by purifying my heart, I can achieve pure devotional service. We have to educate them what is the ultimate benefit, the ultimate goal of what you're doing. At the same time, they have to understand this is a lifetime process. And that you don't have to be a completely pure devotee to become enlivened in Krishna consciousness. You see, there's happiness in pure bhakti. There's also happiness in the mode of goodness. So in the beginning, our happiness is sattvic happiness. We haven't achieved Shuddha Sattva yet. But that sattvic happiness, it gradually transforms into Shuddha Sattvic happiness. As we get free of all that passion and all that ignorance, the contaminations of the heart. So we have to. It's a very important thing. They have to learn this art of patience. The older devotees have to show them how, by their example, that this is a joyful process. A good example is my godbrother Sridhar Swami. They used to call him the Jolly Swami. And I mean, he was really jolly. I remember I was at the Ratha Yatra. Just walking down Fifth Avenue in New York. And he came up to me, he stuck his arm around mine, and he twirled me around. He just twirled me around himself. I'm like, wow, I just got twirled by Sridhar Swami. He twirled me around. But he never thought that I'm a pure devotee, you see. He told us in Los Angeles
mum pasakė,
that I'm struggling to be a brahmachari. He said he was struggling. Here I am, still struggling to be a brahmachari, a sannyasi brahmachari. He took it as that I am still struggling, even after all these years, I'm still struggling to be Krishna conscious. But even though he openly admitted, I'm struggling to be Krishna conscious, because of his honesty, you see, he had a purity which made him very jolly. Even in the last days in Mayapur, when he was dying in Mayapur, it was horrible. He had all these fluids in his body, his whole abdomen swelled up. It was horrible. So all the devotees there, the doctor came, and he cut a joke with the doctor. He said, "Doc, it's a boy." Like I'm pregnant, you see. Everybody was horrified to see what a horrible condition his body was in. And he was cutting a joke. It's a boy, doc. So in this way, you see, there's nothing wrong with being in the struggle. I think, yes, I'm struggling to control my rascal senses. Yes. There's nothing wrong to think I'm struggling to be Krishna conscious. If one artificially thinks, yes, now I'm advanced, they can fall at any minute. One thinks, I am struggling to become Krishna conscious. Then their position is solid. Prabhupada said, in his arrival prayer, he said, even though I have been designated Bhakti Vedanta, I have no Bhakti and I have no Vedanta. So anyway, our time has gone way over, so we'll stop here. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.